Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. I'm delighted to have with me today Paula Gardner, who is an expert on PR. Her company is called DoYourOwnPR.com. We've just been discussing the fact that the King's Speech really focused on how the King was taught how to speak, because when he was a child, of course, he didn't speak properly, and there were certain muscles, certain techniques that he genuinely didn't learn. But Paula, you were saying something about another film that you have watched.
Yeah, it's an old film, pre or post-war, black and white, called Mandy. And I do remember this from when I was little, being very, very sort of taken by the film. But now looking back on it, it's really quite interesting. In that there's a little girl who's deaf, and she's been taught how to speak. And the way that the therapist teaches her is to get her to speak onto a balloon, so she feels the vibrations, and then basically works out how to speak from there. And just the visual image has stuck with me for all my life. But actually, it's a very interesting technique.
Oh, thanks ever so much for that, Paula. What I wanted to emphasise from this quick podcast was that it's very easy when you're thinking about speaking to focus on your fears and making sure that you visualise that you can do things. But actually, you also need to have a technique. If, for example, you're not able to roll your R, or if you have a lisp or something like that, it is going to get in the way of you speaking effectively and you making an impact when you speak. In most cases, it can put the lisp off. So my message today is from Executive Voice, is that as well as dealing with the fear, we deal with the technical side of speaking. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. Thank you. Bye.